Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1.
Задание 1.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I got interested in hitchhiking after watching the famous film Euro Tour. It's a hilarious comedy where a group of friends travel around Europe looking for adventure. I got inspired by the film and decided to try it with my friends. The film offers good advice, like how to find really cheap plane tickets or a hostel to spend the night in. We followed the same route from the film while hitchhiking, and I must say we loved every minute of it.
Speaker B.
Hitchhiking may look like a romantic and exciting way of traveling for some people, but I really don't think it is. When I travel, I like to do it in comfort. I always plan my travel thoroughly, reserving hotel rooms well in advance. Now it's even possible to buy tickets online to popular museums, so I don't have to waste precious time queuing. With hitchhiking, everything is very spontaneous and decided on the spot. That's not for me.
Speaker C.
I've never tried hitchhiking myself, but my friends hitchhiked last year across Australia, and they say there are some ups and downs about this kind of traveling. The advantages are you're free to go wherever you want, and you're always in the moment, seeing things that ordinary tourists miss because they're always focused on their plan. As for possible cons, hitchhiking can be dangerous. For instance, my friends got mugged at gunpoint.
Speaker D.
Hitchhiking is the only kind of traveling I can afford. All my classmates are planning their gap years, thinking about all the exciting places they'll go and the fascinating sights they'll see. But me? I don't have enough money to pay for a posh gap year. Instead, I spent my savings on a really expensive laptop that I'll need at university. So hitchhiking is the only way I can afford to have a great time before I settle into my studies at college.
Speaker E.
Many people think that hitchhiking is just a way for cheap kids to save money while traveling across the country. Just put your thumb out and get a lift. I disagree. Many drivers who tend to stop to pick up hitchhikers are friendly and talkative people bored making a long trip. They just want to have a nice chat to pass the time. The drivers help the hitchhikers, and the hitchhikers help the drivers. Everyone benefits this way.
Speaker F.
I'm an experienced hitchhiker, and I enjoy this way of traveling immensely. I've gone to really a lot of different great places hitchhiking, and it's saved me much money. If you want to enjoy it, you need to observe a few simple rules. First, be polite and talkative. Second, you must write your destination on a big piece of paper and hold it up while waiting for a lift. Be friendly and patient as well. This will definitely help you on the road.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I got interested in hitchhiking after watching the famous film Euro Tour. It's a hilarious comedy where a group of friends travel around Europe looking for adventure. I got inspired by the film and decided to try it with my friends. The film offers good advice, like how to find really cheap plane tickets or a hostel to spend the night in. We followed the same route from the film while hitchhiking, and I must say we loved every minute of it.
Speaker B.
Hitchhiking may look like a romantic and exciting way of traveling for some people, but I really don't think it is. When I travel, I like to do it in comfort. I always plan my travel thoroughly, reserving hotel rooms well in advance. Now it's even possible to buy tickets online to popular museums, so I don't have to waste precious time queuing. With hitchhiking, everything is very spontaneous and decided on the spot. That's not for me.
Speaker C.
I've never tried hitchhiking myself, but my friends hitchhiked last year across Australia, and they say there are some ups and downs about this kind of traveling. The advantages are you're free to go wherever you want, and you're always in the moment, seeing things that ordinary tourists miss because they're always focused on their plan. As for possible cons, hitchhiking can be dangerous. For instance, my friends got mugged at gunpoint.
Speaker D.
Hitchhiking is the only kind of traveling I can afford. All my classmates are planning their gap years, thinking about all the exciting places they'll go and the fascinating sights they'll see. But me? I don't have enough money to pay for a posh gap year. Instead, I spent my savings on a really expensive laptop that I'll need at university. So hitchhiking is the only way I can afford to have a great time before I settle into my studies at college.
Speaker E.
Many people think that hitchhiking is just a way for cheap kids to save money while traveling across the country. Just put your thumb out and get a lift. I disagree. Many drivers who tend to stop to pick up hitchhikers are friendly and talkative people bored making a long trip. They just want to have a nice chat to pass the time. The drivers help the hitchhikers, and the hitchhikers help the drivers. Everyone benefits this way.
Speaker F.
I'm an experienced hitchhiker, and I enjoy this way of traveling immensely. I've gone to really a lot of different great places hitchhiking, and it saved me much money. If you want to enjoy it, you need to observe a few simple rules. First, be polite and talkative. Second, you must write your destination on a big piece of paper and hold it up while waiting for a lift. Be friendly and patient as well. This will definitely help you on the road.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют?
2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Irene, I'm bored. I thought I'd be enjoying some peace and quiet after another hectic week, but alas, I'm just plain bored. I need something to do.
Well, I've got an idea. Let's go to a concert tonight.
You know, Irene, I'm as crazy about music as you are, but if you're talking about going to a symphony orchestra concert or opera, I'm out.
It's neither of those. Actually, I had a rock concert in mind.
I didn't know you liked rock music.
Well, I do. My father really loves rock music, and I'm definitely my father's daughter. He got an extensive collection of rock albums. You know, the classics, like Chuck Berry and Ray Charles.
As for me, I like country music. Rock's just too loud for me. I find most rock songs deafening and meaningless.
Sorry, I just can't agree with you. The best rock songs are never meaningless. Take Tracy Chapman's songs. She's one of my favorites. She writes her songs herself, and they aren't the usual mix of bouncy dance tunes and meaningless lyrics. She writes about personal pain, politics, and poverty.
Okay, I'll give you Tracy Chapman. Her hit singles usually spend weeks at the top of the charts, both in the US and the UK. What I like about her is her simple and natural style, and I guess that's why she's so popular.
I'm with you there. In concert and in videos, she never uses makeup, costumes, or special effects. Just her voice and an acoustic guitar. So you see, Jack, you do like rock music.
Okay, I take my words back. Sorry. I suppose you already know, Tracy Chapman's concert is going to be on TV next Saturday. Are you going to watch it?
I guess so, but I wish I could see the performance live. But it's probably too late to get tickets. It's going to be at the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. Shows there always sell out.
You never know before you try. Why not call and ask?
Okay, I'll do it first thing tomorrow. Shall I tell you if there are still tickets available?
Yes, please. I'd love to go if the price is reasonable.
Okay, but in the meantime, what are we going to do tonight?
Oh, I don't want to bother going out. Let's have a quiet night in and rent a film.
Fine. Shall we order a pizza as well?
Good idea. Pizza and a movie. Nothing better.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Irene, I'm bored. I thought I'd be enjoying some peace and quiet after another hectic week, but alas, I'm just plain bored. I need something to do.
Well, I've got an idea. Let's go to a concert tonight.
You know, Irene, I'm as crazy about music as you are, but if you're talking about going to a symphony orchestra concert or opera, I'm out.
It's neither of those. Actually, I had a rock concert in mind.
I didn't know you liked rock music.
Well, I do. My father really loves rock music, and I'm definitely my father's daughter. He got an extensive collection of rock albums. You know, the classics, like Chuck Berry and Ray Charles.
As for me, I like country music. Rock's just too loud for me. I find most rock songs deafening and meaningless.
Sorry, I just can't agree with you. The best rock songs are never meaningless. Take Tracy Chapman's songs. She's one of my favorites. She writes her songs herself, and they aren't the usual mix of bouncy dance tunes and meaningless lyrics. She writes about personal pain, politics, and poverty.
Okay, I'll give you Tracy Chapman. Her hit singles usually spend weeks at the top of the charts, both in the US and the UK. What I like about her is her simple and natural style, and I guess that's why she's so popular.
I'm with you there. In concert and in videos, she never uses makeup, costumes, or special effects. Just her voice and an acoustic guitar. So you see, Jack, you do like rock music.
Okay, I take my words back. Sorry. I suppose you already know, Tracy Chapman's concert is going to be on TV next Saturday. Are you going to watch it?
I guess so, but I wish I could see the performance live. But it's probably too late to get tickets. It's going to be at the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. Shows there always sell out.
You never know before you try. Why not call and ask?
Okay, I'll do it first thing tomorrow. Shall I tell you if there are still tickets available?
Yes, please. I'd love to go if the price is reasonable.
Okay, but in the meantime, what are we going to do tonight?
Oh, I don't want to bother going out. Let's have a quiet night in and rent a film.
Fine. Shall we order a pizza as well?
Good idea. Pizza and a movie. Nothing better.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Welcome to our program, where we speak about the burning issues of our modern world. Today we're talking about medicine and longevity. Our expert today is Laura Johns, MD.
Good afternoon.
So Laura, what are the latest trends in modern healthcare?
A new study says people are living longer, but many are living longer in poor health. Researchers found that life expectancy has increased by about 5 years since 1990. On average, men worldwide can expect to live 67 and a half years. Women can expect to live to age 73.
Have these results been published?
Of course. This is a worldwide project. Almost 500 researchers in 50 countries took part in the study of global disease and disability. The findings appear in a series of articles in The Lancet, whose editor-in-chief is the famous Richard Horton. Actually, he sounds quite optimistic about the statistics. He says that all of us in the world of health tend to focus too much on diseases and other bad news. Actually, the Global Burden of Disease 2013 study presents very good news, at least in broad terms.
Really? Could you explain this more?
For instance, the research found that far fewer people died of measles, tetanus, respiratory problems, and diarrheal diseases in 2013 than in 1993. Deaths from infections, childbirth-related problems, and malnutrition fell about 17% to 13.2 million.
What are the main objectives of modern healthcare?
Global efforts have focused on reducing HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. HIV/AIDS deaths have dropped since 2006, and TB deaths fell almost 20% since 1990. But each of these diseases still kills more than a million people each year. The number of malaria deaths increased by an estimated 20% to almost 1.2 million in 2010. As Richard Horton puts it, those three big diseases are just not going away.
What other comments have medical specialists made to the report?
Well, we'd be wise to trust the expertise of Mike Cohen. He is the head of global health research at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He was not involved in the research, but he says it shows a change taking place worldwide. What he thinks is that with infectious diseases being better controlled and people living longer, and with their diets and lifestyles changing, the inevitable consequence in health is that we have to deal much more broadly with hypertension, heart disease, and diabetes.
That sounds like sad news.
I totally agree. The study also found that these kinds of non-communicable diseases caused more than half of the global burden of diseases in 2013. The two biggest killers, heart disease and stroke, caused one-fourth of all deaths in 2013. That was up from one-fifth in 1993.
I guess in many cases, people can only blame themselves for their illnesses.
True. There was a 48% increase in the number of deaths from lung cancer, commonly caused by smoking tobacco.
The final question, what are the main causes of people's disabilities today?
The top causes of disability are physical conditions like arthritis and back problems, and mental and behavioral problems like depression, anxiety, and substance abuse. Harvard University professor Joshua Salomon, a co-author of the disability research, thinks that in general, we've been more successful at reducing mortality and less successful at actually addressing chronic disability.
Thank you, Laura.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Welcome to our program where we speak about the burning issues of our modern world. Today we're talking about medicine and longevity. Our expert today is Laura Johns, MD.
Good afternoon.
So Laura, what are the latest trends in modern healthcare?
A new study says people are living longer, but many are living longer in poor health. Researchers found that life expectancy has increased by about 5 years since 1990. On average, men worldwide can expect to live 67 and a half years. Women can expect to live to age 73.
Have these results been published?
Of course. This is a worldwide project. Almost 500 researchers in 50 countries took part in the study of global disease and disability. The findings appear in a series of articles in The Lancet, whose editor-in-chief is the famous Richard Horton. Actually, he sounds quite optimistic about the statistics. He says that all of us in the world of health tend to focus too much on diseases and other bad news. Actually, the Global Burden of Disease 2013 study presents very good news, at least in broad terms.
Really? Could you explain this more?
For instance, the research found that far fewer people died of measles, tetanus, respiratory problems, and diarrheal diseases in 2013 than in 1993. Deaths from infections, childbirth-related problems, and malnutrition fell about 17% to 13.2 million.
What are the main objectives of modern healthcare?
Global efforts have focused on reducing HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. HIV-AIDS deaths have dropped since 2006, and TB deaths fell almost 20% since 1990. But each of these diseases still kills more than 1 million people each year. The number of malaria deaths increased by an estimated 20% to almost 1.2 million in 2010. As Richard Horton puts it, those three big diseases are just not going away.
What other comments have medical specialists made to the report?
Well, we'd be wise to trust the expertise of Mike Cohen. He is the head of global health research at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He was not involved in the research, but he says it shows a change taking place worldwide. What he thinks is that with infectious diseases being better controlled and people living longer, and with their diets and lifestyles changing, the inevitable consequence in health is that we have to deal much more broadly with hypertension, heart disease, and diabetes.
That sounds like sad news.
I totally agree. The study also found that these kinds of non-communicable diseases caused more than half of the global burden of diseases in 2013. The two biggest killers, heart disease and stroke, caused 1/4 of all deaths in 2013. That was up from 1/5 in 1993.
I guess in many cases, people can only blame themselves for their illnesses.
True. There was a 48% increase in the number of deaths from lung cancer, commonly caused by smoking tobacco.
The final question, what are the main causes of people's disabilities today?
The top causes of disability are physical conditions like arthritis and back problems, and mental and behavioral problems like depression, anxiety, and substance abuse. Harvard University professor Joshua Salomon, a co-author of the disability research, thinks that in general, we've been more successful at reducing mortality and less successful at actually addressing chronic disability.
Thank you, Laura.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.